Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm
I'm
Tiffany.
Winnie.
And today we're gonna talk about making our own gummy candy.
Ooh, I love candy.
Me too, but I've never made my own candy
No, it
before.
never turns out well.
Yeah, I
No.
don't trust myself. But
No.
speaking of candy, what's your favorite candy?
我喜欢 Weathers Original，叫维特
Oh,
糖。
that is really good.
就是那种 caramel 有焦糖的，我都很喜欢。Or sour any sour candy，有种酸酸糖。
Yum, I like those too. Do you like eating gummy bears?
Yeah, but I only choose like orange and yellow and green. I don't like red ones.
Yeah, like for me, I'm quite picky about, like, for example, M&Ms or like Skittles.
You like those?
I like chocolate. I do like my Skittles. I love my gummy bears. And I'm also kind of picky too when it comes to like Skittles and gummy
Do
bears.
you choose colors
I
too? Which
do.
one do you like?
For gummy bears, I actually like the clear ones too.
Those are pineapples,
Yeah, it's actually
right?
pretty good.
Ew. Are
The
they
green
really
is
made
good.
out of real juice?
I don't know, but
Right?
we can learn how to make our own gummy candy.
And then we'll find
and
out if they really use juice.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I guess they use something that is
Chemicals.
fake
Fake.
juice or fake
假的.
flavors. That's why it's kind of unhealthy for you.
But it's tasty.
I know for sure. All right, so we're gonna learn about how to make our own gummy candy. So let's take a look at our article.
Yay.
Make your own gummy candy.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
I'm making gummy candy for the party later.
Oh, let me help you.
We need three things. Sugar, gelatin, and any type of fruit juice. I'm using grape juice.
What do we need to do?
First, put the sugar, gelatin, and grape juice into the saucepan. Stir everything together.
Got it.
Now, put the saucepan on the stove and turn the stove to medium heat. Keep stirring until the gelatin dissolves.
I think it's ready. What's next?
Put it into the mold. Then put the mold in the refrigerator. We'll have gummy candy in 3 hours.
I can't wait 3 hours. Lucky for me, I bought some gummy bears earlier.
Kate gives Ethan some gummy bears.
Party. Party. Beth is having a party to celebrate her birthday. Beth is having a party to celebrate her birthday. Stove. Stove. Mum used the stove to boil some water. Mom used the stove to boil some water. Medium, medium. The medium shirt looks better on me than the small one. The medium shirt looks better on me than the small one. Refrigerator, refrigerator. Please keep the milk in the refrigerator so it stays cold. Please keep the milk in the refrigerator so it stays cold.
Okay, so the article first starts with Ethan saying, I'm making gummy candy for the party later. Okay, so they're going to have a party and they're thinking about doing things by themselves.
And they're going to make candy?
Interesting.
Nice try. I really don't know you can make this by yourself. 不过 Ethan 知道他说、欸、我正在做软糖 for what? For the party.、
So what is a party? Well, that is our first word power word. Let's first learn how to spell it. It's spelled P-A-R-T-Y. Party.Party, woohoo! It means it's a gathering with a lot of friends or other people, usually to celebrate something like a birthday, marriage, anniversaries, or anything else worth celebrating. For example, we can also use it in a sentence like this. Beth is having a party to celebrate her birthday. Beth is having a party to celebrate her birthday.
Party 这个字呢，其实在中文我们已经很常借来用啦。你知道，就是比如说我们会说 party 跑趴，其实就是源自于这个字，所以英文不能不会啦。Party 呢，就是派对舞会，就是大家朋友聚在一起的场合。比如说刚刚 Tiffany 老师有提到，像是 birthday party 生日派对，或是结婚，可以说 a wedding party， 或是任何纪念日啊，都可以来办趴庆祝。像第一句啊，就是 Beth 开了一个派对来庆祝她的生日。
Let's have a party.Later. Yes. All right, so next in the article, Kate says, let me help you. So she's offering a hand basically to Ethan.
Kate 就说、欸、我可以帮你 let me help you. What do we need to make gummy candy? What do we need?
Yeah, so Ethan says, we need three things, sugar, gelatin, and any type of fruit juice. I'm using grape juice. Okay, sounds quite easy.
Sugar, gelatin,
and
juice.、当然啦，如果要自己动手做，首先一定要有的就是材料 ingredients. 所以 Ethan 就说：“哎、欸，我们需要三种东西 ，which are sugar, 糖 gelatin. 其实中文就是直接音译叫吉利丁。然后呢，这个。”这是一种让东西凝固的一种材料，然后最后呢，一定就是要有 any type of fruit juice， 任何一种果汁。Ethan is using grape juice, so he will make purple gummy candy.
Yeah. So, because grapes are usually purple, or if they're a different kind of grape, the green grapes are usually green.
Ah, so, they're good too.
Yes, those are really delicious. All right. So next, Kate says.What do we need to do? So, we know what we have to buy. Now, how do we make it?
对，有了材料以后，接下来该做什么呢？就可以说 what do we have to do? So, what do they need to do next?
Ethan says, first, put the sugar, gelatin, and grape juice into the saucepan. So, they have to, I think, heat it up and cook it first. He says, stir everything together. So you need to heat the sugar, gelatin, and the juice, and then stir it together. Stir means to mix things together with the spoon.
接下来呢就是一步一步要跟好啦。如果说有很多点很多步骤要注意，我们可以先这种条列式的来说明。首先呢我们就用 first, 再来是 second, third, 等等的。所以这里呢说首先要把糖、吉利丁和葡萄汁放在锅子里 stir, 搅拌一下。料理的时候呢这个字很重要啦。通常 when you need to mix things, you stir them with a spoon. 通常就是用汤匙搅拌才能够把东西混合均匀啦。
So Kate is listening and she says, got it. So I mean she understands.
Get it? What does she get?
She understands his idea. So it's kind of another way to say, okay, I understand. I know what you're saying. So for everyday English, if someone tells you, okay, do this, do that, you can say, Got it.
Got it. 这里 Kate 呢用这个很口语的说 got it, 不是说他拿到什么东西啦。口语上呢我们也可以说 I got it, 表示啊我懂了。比如说别人跟你讲解释一些事情啊你最后懂了就可以说 Oh, I got it.、
I got it. Okay, next Ethan says, Now put the saucepan on the stove and turn the stove to medium heat. Okay, so、I think they didn't heat it up first, actually. They had to put all the ingredients inside.、Mm-hmm. They mixed it up first. So now they need to put the saucepan onto a stove and then they need to heat it up.
记得我们第一步是说 mix all the liquid well in a saucepan. 再来呢就是把这个锅子放到炉火上加热。You put the saucepan on the stove. What's a stove?、
Good question. Stove is our word power word and it's spelled S-T-O-V-E, stove. A stove is a tool you will find in the kitchen. It's actually quite big and you put pots or pans over it to cook food. And also, I'm sure as a kid, you will always hear your parents say, don't touch the stove, you'll burn itself because you use the stove to cook food and it's very hot. For example, we can use stove in a sentence like this. Mom used the stove to boil some water.Mom used the stove to boil some water.
Stove 是炉子，大部分家里可能就是瓦斯炉啊。但比如说你可能去露营会生火，或者是用电磁炉，反正各种炉子、炉火都可以用 stove 这个字。像例句啊，我们看到妈妈这个用炉子来烧水。
All right, so we put the sugar, juice in the saucepan, and then we put it on the stove. I think it's a tricky part that we need to pay more attention to, right?
Because you need to pay attention to the heat, right?
Alright, so Ethan says, now put the saucepan on the stove, right? Now we need to turn the stove to medium heat. Okay, so on the stove, we can actually control how much heat we need to use. Mm-hmm. Now heat is just something you feel when something from cold turns to warm or to hot. So if it's really, really cold outside, you can hide under your covers and slowly you will feel some heat and you will turn from cold to being warm and maybe too hot if you're in the covers for too long.
在这个炉子上、啊、我们通常可以控制我们要的温度。不同的东西啊，注意要用不同的温度。比如说有些要用小火煮啊，有些可能要用大火快炒。So how hot do we want for our gummy candy?
They said to put it on medium heat. Okay, medium is spelled M-E-D-I-U-M, medium. Medium is an adjective and it means halfway in between low and high. So it meets right in the half. So you have low, medium, high. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. The medium shirt looks better on me than the small one. The medium shirt looks better on me than the small one.
中火呢我们不用 middle fire, 我们用 medium 这个形容词。Middle 是中间不是左边不是右边是中间我们用 middle。Medium 呢是指程度不大不小不高不低中等的我们用 medium。比如说讲温度啊或者像例句啊说尺寸就是说这件中尺寸的衬衫在我身上比小的尺寸衬衫都看起来好看。
So we have to be very careful. We can't have it too high,、mm-hmm. and we can't have it too low. It has to stay right、
tricky.
In the middle, in the medium heat. Very tricky.、Okay, Ethan also says, keep stirring until the gelatin dissolves. When something dissolves, it means for one thing to melt and blend into another.
我们知道啊，这个固体加热会让它们开始融化，所以接着 Ethan 就说要一直持续的搅拌，直到吉利丁融化。Remember, it's very important because if you don't, it will stick to the pan. 如果你不一直搅拌，就会一直这个叫做什么掉底卡锅底。
Oh, is that Taiwanese?
Right.、
Yeah, so it will stick to the pan. You have to be very careful.、Mm-hmm. Kate then says, I think it's ready. What's next?
等到融化呢，接下来 next, what do we do? It's still not gummy candy looking yet.
Right, it doesn't look like a candy yet. But Ethan says, put it into the mold. Then put the mold in the refrigerator.
还没有软糖的形状，是因为吉利丁融化以后，这时候呢 you have to put it into the mold. Mold 呢是这个模子，这样才会有 gummy candy 的形状。然后呢要让这个液体变成固体， Do you know where to put it?、
Ethan says we need to put it in the refrigerator. Okay, can you guys spell it? It's a very long word. Okay, it's spelled R-E-F-R-I-G-E-R-A-T-O-R.
Yay!
Refrigerator! Did you guys get it? Refrigerator can also be shortened to fridge, and you can spell it F-R-I-D-G-E. So a refrigerator is a tool we use in the kitchen to keep our food cold. Plus, it helps food from turning bad. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this.Please keep the milk in the refrigerator so it stays cold. Please keep the milk in the refrigerator so it stays cold.
没错，要把这些液体变成固体才对了吗？就是要把它们放进 refrigerator。这个字好长哦。口语上呢，我们刚刚有说可以直接简短变成 fridge， 就是冰箱啦。I think a refrigerator might be the most important thing in the world, in the kitchen.
Yeah.
比如说像例句就是说把这个牛奶放在冰箱里保冷，因为这样你的食物才不会坏掉吗？
Yeah, we definitely need a fridge or else it's so difficult to keep food fresh. Yeah. Alright, so Ethan then continues to say, we'll have gummy candy in 3 hours.
So you have to wait for another 3 hours?
That's quite long.
对呀、啊、Ethan 接着就说、哦、三个小时后我们就可以有 candy 可以吃，软糖可以吃了。三个小时、
But I guess like it's kind of fun because、yeah. They can use different molds, so、maybe the shapes can be different as well.Right?
你可以有不一样的形状
Yeah, I guess、I wonder what shape they used、Kate said, I can't wait 3 hours. Me too. Lucky for me, I bought some gummy bears earlier.
但是 Kate 等不及了，她说 I can't wait, 我等不了三个小时。不过还好 she bought some earlier, 因为她早就买好了一些，所以很幸运他们不用等。It's lucky for them.、
And then lastly, we see a scenario in action, and Kate gives Ethan some gummy bears. So I guess、while they're waiting for their own gummy bears or gummy candy to kind of stick together and to become more solid,、they're eating the ones that Kate bought.
What about us?
I know.
Why don't we get some now, too?
All right. How about let's take a break and let's look at our magic box while Winnie and I grab、some gummy bears.
找亮点。嗨，大家好，我是 Celine， 欢迎来到 Magic Box 找亮点。前几天呢，我出去玩，结果突然下起雨了，超级扫兴的。但是 lucky for me， I brought my umbrella with me。好险，我超好运，刚好有带雨伞哦。哎，通常我们说我很幸运，我很好运，是不是都会说 I'm lucky？I'm very lucky. 那为什么我会说 lucky for me 呢？问得好。Lucky for me, or for you, or for us. 这个说法呢是比较口语的，意思是因为某件事情，所以觉得自己很幸运，有一种好险啊，幸好的感觉。那关于 lucky 其实还有很多用法，今天我们就来看看其他几个 lucky 的常用句。口语中我们也常常会说 lucky me 或者是 lucky you， 意思也就是字面上的意思，我好幸运或是你真幸运，常常会用在对话中哦。例如啊，昨天全班都被老师大骂一顿，然后你刚好请病假，这时候啊，你同学就会跟你说 The teacher got so mad yesterday, we were all under fire. 老师昨天超生气的，我们全部都被狂骂一顿了。你这时候啊就可以说lucky me， 你朋友呢就会回你 yeah lucky you， 对啊你超幸运的。或者是啊你朋友放长假的时候呢要去美国玩， I'm going to the US， I'm going to the US， 你也可以回他说 lucky you， lucky you， 你还真幸运。还有一个用法哦，大家先听听看， you should be so luckyYou should be so lucky. 大家觉得是什么意思呢？你应该超级幸运这样子吗？不是哦。这个意思刚好是相反的呢。意思就是最好你就这么好运了。可以怎么用呢？例如啊，你跟你的老师说 We won't have any homework today, right? 我们今天没有作业，对不对？You should be so lucky. 你的老师就会这样跟你说，最好是啦。You should be so lucky. 总是别人提出一个不太可能发生的好事，你可以跟他说 ，You should be so lucky. 好了，验收时间到咯，考考你们。如果啊，你跟家人一起出门，然后大家都没带钥匙，只有你带了，你要怎么说？幸好我带了钥匙呢。快抢答，不要走开，答案即将揭晓。
The answer is.Lucky for us, I brought the keys. Did you get it right?
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so we're going to play a game. We're going to fill in the blanks, but you have to try to beat Winnie to see if she can answer quicker than
It's
if you can answer quicker、
me.
Than her. Yes.
No.
All right, so are you ready? Okay.
Yes.
The first sentence is, Mom threw me a blank for my birthday.
Threw me, 丢一个什么 party, party,
yeah,
party, party.
Did you guys get it? Next question. Please put the food in the blank.
So, refrigerator.
Oh, I didn't even finish. We already got it. Did you guys get it too?
Yeah, put the food in the refrigerator.
Nice. Okay, next one. Don't touch the blank. It's really hot. Don't touch the, it's really hot.
Stove.
Good. Oh, did you get that one? Next one, the last one. The small and large sizes don't fit me. I think I need blank.
Not the middle, right?
Yeah, there's another word for that. What is it called? Do you guys know?
Medium.
Good.
Medium.
All right. Nice.
Yay.
So, did you guys beat Winnie or did she beat you?
No, well, it's impossible.
Yeah, so maybe next time you can try it again with your friends and see if you guys can get it with each other. But that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Make your own gummy candy.
I'm making gummy candy for the party later.
Let me help you.
We need three things. Sugar, gelatin, and any type of fruit juice. I'm using grape juice.
What do we need to do?
First, put the sugar, gelatin, and grape juice into the saucepan. Stir everything together.
Got it.
Now, put the saucepan on the stove and turn the stove to medium heat. Keep stirring until the gelatin dissolves.
I think it's ready. What's next?
Put it into the mold. Then, put the mold in the refrigerator. We'll have gummy candy in 3 hours.
I can't wait 3 hours. Lucky for me.I bought some gummy bears earlier.
Kate gives Ethan some gummy bears.
Party. Party. Beth is having a party to celebrate her birthday. Beth is having a party to celebrate her birthday. Stove. Stove.Mum used the stove to boil some water. Mum used the stove to boil some water. Medium. Medium. The medium shirt looks better on me than the small one. The medium shirt looks better on me than the small one.Refrigerator. Refrigerator. Please keep the milk in the refrigerator so it stays cold. Please keep the milk in the refrigerator so it stays cold.